We are learning Masechta's Tainis, Daf Beis and Mabeis, and we're beginning like 6-7 lines from the top, but the two dots. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, V'yom Tiv HaRishon Shel Chag, it says, we have Machlokes in the Mishnah over here, when do we start saying Ma'asher Ruach Mer Geshem? Rabbi Eliezer says, from the first day of Sukkos, V'yom Tiv HaRishon Shel Chag, Rabbi Shua says, no, it starts from Shemini Atzeres. Our Gemara will go a little more in Arichas, and bring down different Shittas about this Machlokes. So, Bayalu, where is Rabbi Eliezer's Makar, that we start saying Ma'asher Ruach Mer Geshem the first day of Sukkos? What's that? It's the first day of Sukkos. Where does he learn this out? Melulav Gamalah or Menisach Hamayim Gamalah? What be it's all from lulav? Because lulav also, like the Mara says, later on also grows on Geshamim. The all four minim, all dal minim of the lulav, they grow on Geshamim. And also they come Leratzis Alamayim. The Gemara also says in Sukkah that part of the inyanim of the Dal Minim is the Leratzah Salamayim. So you can learn that from Lulav, just like we stop shaking the Lulav the first day of Sukkot. That is also when we stop being masked the Gesham. Nibar Lulav, Liyaz Mehecha Gamala, Malulav Gamala, Oi, Menisa Chamayim Gamala. Or we learn that from Nisa Chamayim. Nisa Chamayim is also one of the inyanim that we do on Sukkot. It's a Malachim Hashem Sinai pastures, could be from Sukkim, the Remez from Sukkim, that every day of Sukkot they pour water on the Mizbeach, Nisa Chamayim. And so that it's also common l'ratz alamayim. So do we may learn from l'nisach alamayim? Gamala. Now what's the difference? They're both the first day of Sukkot. So what's the difference? So Gemara explains. L'nisach alamayim gamala, m'luv gamala, ma'luv b'yoyim af ha'askara b'yoyim. Just like l'luv starts the first day of Sukkot, same thing. The ha'askara also starts the first day of Sukkot. O'idilma, m'nisach alamayim gamala. Or maybe it starts, we learn out from Nisach HaMayim, which could start the night before. Ma Nisach HaMayim or just like Nisach HaMayim is at night. Dama Mar Minchasov and Eskeim Afilu B'Layla. Af Haskara Morta. So Haskara also will start the night before. Now what does this mean exactly? We know that Nisach HaMayim only starts by day. You only pour the water on Mizbeach by the time of Shalshacha. So it's a good question. It's both Rashi and Taisus address the question. What's called the Shaila? The Shaila is, you learn from Lulav or you learn from Nisach HaMayim. Whereas it's not meaning like this. If you learn from Lulav, it starts by day. If you learn from Nisach HaMayim, it starts the night before. Now what does it mean Nisach HaMayim night before? So Rashi says one pshat is like this, that we know that when they did the Nisach HaMayim, they first had to fill up the water from the Shaluach. So Rashi brings down the Masechta Sukkos Mavuyer, that Memalim Akli Mayim Nisach HaMayim Belayla, the night before. Now, if you look at the Mishnah, it says there, Mikrois HaGeber, it talks about there in the Mishnah of Simcha Beis Sheva, and it says, Mikrois HaGeber, they went to fill up the water. And Kreis HaGeber is like an hour before Leis HaShachar, could be Rashi holds, and therefore it's called Layla, so there we see Nisach HaMayim is Belayla. Now Rashi brings up the other pshat, which is the Agir Savar Gemara, says if Mechasim Eskeim Belayla, that you bring Kabonas at day, and you can bring the Menachas and Sachem at night. So he says, Nisach HaMayim also, you could bring at night. And Tosfos explains this other pshat better. He explains, even though it was Vanisa, he says, Vanisach HaMayim, the Hava M'mayim, Motzal M'hav B'layla Rishon, he could have brought it the night before. Even though they brought it after the Talmud Shashachar, but if you wanted, you could have done it at night. Because Nisachim could be brought at night. So Be'etzim this man is at night, just rather we bring it by day after Tom Shachar for whatever reason. That pasuk means that we dash from that pasuk even Belayla. That's what we dash from that pasuk, that by every carbon. A carbon, unless you bring carbon, you need to bring the Nisachim, you're allowed to bring it that night. That's the halacha. But if by Mayim, usually it's only after Tom Shachar, but we're learning from there, you can bring it the night before. And therefore, the Shaila is a big difference between Shaila Eliezer. If Shaila Eliezer learned from Lulav, it's Dafka by day. If we learn out from Nisach HaMayim, then it could be even the night before. Toshima, Dom Ravo, the Lomdar of Eliyaza, Ella Melulav. We learn that from Lulav. Ravo says, Rabbi Eliyaza learned that his halacha, that you start saying, Master Ruach Mer Geshem, from Lulav. That's what you learn that from. Ikad Amri Ravo, Gemara Gemirla, he had a Messiah like that. He had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim that we learned that from Lulav. Vikad Amri, Mestita Shmile, or some say they learned that from a Braisa. Mahi, what's the Braisa? The time I learned the Braisa like this. When do you stop being masked like Sham? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Mashas Natilas Lulav. Rabbi Eliezer says from Natilas Lulav. And first, a Braisa, like what Ravo wanted to Taina, that Rabbi Eliezer learns that for Lulav, and then you see Taka will stop by day of the first day of Sukkot. Then now the Braisa and the keep on going, the Braisa has a lot of other things in this Braisa. It's not from the Braisa. You start being maske al gashomim from the day you start bringing the lulav, which is the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua, I remember, no, mashas hanachasai, for when you stop shaking the lulav. Now, what does that mean? So it's a big machlokes to show you what that means. Rashi over here sounds like it means that on the seventh day, you start I'm saying Masru Rochem and Geshem. That's they put it down, which would be not like the way we learned Pshutei Amishtam. Amish said on Shmini Atzeres, it would be a different Rabbi Yeshua. Toisvis says a little different, which also Pash would be different than our Mishnah. Toisvis says, if you look at Toisvis, there is Mashas. It says in the middle of Toisvis, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a Mashas Hanachasai, Pirish Laurta. The night before Shmini Atzeres, the night of Shmini Atzeres, you'll start saying Mashav Ruach according to Rabbi Yeshua, because that's Mashas Hanachas when you finish with the Lulav. They both hold it has a Shaychas to the Lulav. Just one says that it's when you start shaking the Lulav, the other one says when you finish shaking the Lulav, that is when you start saying Mashav Ruach Mar Geshem. We have Machlekes here, the Rashi over here, and Toisvis if it's Yerma Shvi'i or if it's the night before.
You see Rabbi Yeshua that he has Shaychas to Lulav, yet you start the night before.
Yeah, but when you finish lulav, it's different bark. When you finish shaking lulav, it's the other thing. When you finish shaking lulav, when you finish, you take lulav till the night. You last shake lulav the whole 7th day, the whole Shana Rabbah, you take lulav. Yeah, so that's not a kasha before. But when you start shaking lulav, you don't start the night before Sukkot. You don't start the day of Sukkot. So the Gemara is, and I think Gemara's discussion back and forth. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, just these four minim are coming, l'ratzos alamayim, they're coming for schus. For the rain, and same another tiny is these four minim only grow with water. The world is not possible without water. So we're seeing the lesser tiny has so much to do with the dal minim, the haskara on rain. So why don't we start the first day of Sukkot? Just like we start bringing dal minim, which is a tefillah on rain and only grows with rain. So we should also be maskir the mayim today because the world is not possible without rain. To rain on Sukkot is not a good thing. It's a klala, so why should you say it? I didn't say you start bakasha, you start davening, start asking for rain. Ela haskir, to be maskir, the shvach, the praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there brings rain. Because shem tchias ha-meisim maskal shana kula, just like you all year round, you say tchias ha-meisim, even though it doesn't happen every day, it's only going to happen b'zman when Mashiach comes. Kach maskir and kuvah shavim kal shana. That's the same thing also. You can mask your Gur Shaman all year. Ve'ena ela bezmanam. It means you want rain and bezman. Lefikach, Zokhtar Eliezer, and Bala Haskir, Kal Shana Kula Maskir. Let's hold Betzem if you want, you can mention Geshem all year round. The Father don't pass like that. But let's hold, if you really want it, you can mask Geshem all year round. And the reason is because it's not about Kosha to happen right now, it's happening bezmanai. Just like Tchias Amazim. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Rebbe says, when you stop saying V'sein Talamotar, that's when you stop being Maskeh Gvuras Geshem, which is similar to Rabbi Shua's Taina Be'etzem. But he says, it sounds like Rebbe says it all year round. Rebbe says, no, you don't say it all year round. When you stop davening for rain, then when you stop saying V'sein Talamotar, but Birchas Hashanah Maktai says, then Poiskim Alahaskim Marit Geshem Tchias Amesim. Then you stop saying Marit Geshem Tchias Amesim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, B'sheni b'chag u'maskir. Rabbi says another shita. He has a new shita. He says, B'sheni b'chag u'maskir. That the second day of Sukkot, he starts saying it. It means we had till now, the first day of Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot, the seventh day, we had maybe a tzad, we had Shmini Atzeres, now we have another tzad here. Yehuda ben Beseira. He says, B'sheni b'chag u'maskir. On the second day of Sukkot, he starts saying, Mashav Ruach Mar Gesha. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the Gemara is bringing drashas for everyone. Rabbi Kiva Omer, she's b'chag u'maskir. Start saying on the sixth day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, the sixth day on Yom Tov, you start saying Mashav Ruach Mar Geshem. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yeshua Omer, we'll see which Rabbi Yeshua this is exactly. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ha'ayvav ne'atev Yom. We have this Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Ha'ayvav ne'atev Yom Tov achon shachag. If you go down for the Amud on the last day of Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres, ha'achrei maskir, the Baal Musaf mentions. The Baal Musaf mentions Mashav Ruach Mar Geshem, Harishon in Maskir, not the Shval Shachris. The Yom Tarishon of Pesach, Harishon in Maskir, the Rishon says Mashav Ruach Mar Geshem, but the Baal Musaf stops, Achron in Maskir. Like we said, Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, Pidi Yishalmi, that they only wanted to make these announcements, this Takana by Musaf, because not everyone's there by Meiriv, and by Shachris, they'll think it's the night before, therefore we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dafka start by Musaf. Now the Gemara is going to go through different things that is brisa. The first taina is like this: Shapet Kamalei LeRezer Rishur. Rishur had a taina. The Lechayra it's a simen klal lechad. Rabbi Leizer taina is back very nice. Rabbi Leizer taina is back. Then what are you talking about? It's only a haskara. It's not mamish saying you should bakash right now. It's a haskara, which means just mentioning it, just like Bali Nasa, which means at the right time you'll bring the Geshem. So Shabbat comes over Lezer Vishua. I'm looking at Vishua. Bisham Trias Mason. Normally you're around Trias Mason. Bisham Trias Mason, mask of the cool Yem is Maniu. Always is a good time in Trias Mason. I don't care if Trias Mason, I'll be very happy if it happens right now. It's always the right Zman fit. Elegashomim, call Amos Dasian Zmanami, Vanayu. Is it always a good time to have rain? But then we went to the Mishnah. Yotza Nisan, Vayardu Gashomim. If Nisan passes and starts raining, simin klolahi. It's a simin klolah. It's not good. It's not good for the crops that rain then. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk that by Shmuel and Avi, we wanted to show Klal Yisrael a sign that that Hashem's in charge. He said, halei katsir chitim ayoyim. Today's katsir chitim, which was after Pesach, ayoyim, ekra l'Hashem, v'yitin koilus amato, the Pasuk says, du'uru'u, ki ra'aschem rabba, shishisem b'nei Hashem, lishol l'chem melech. If you ask for melech, you did something bad. So he says, I'm going to bring rain. It sounds like a not normal thing to bring rain after Nisan. You see, that's a simon klala, and that's a raya, that's not a good thing. So Rav Shua ties back to Rav Eliezer, good, you're right. It means ba'i nasai. But don't bring a raya in Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim we want every time. Here, we don't want this, so it's not good. Zokhti Gemara Vaita. Rehudu B'msei Ra'imer. It's in the Braisa, B'sheni B'chagu Maski. He starts saying, Ma'ashiv Ruach Merei Geshem on the second day of Sukkos. My time, Rehudu B'msei. What's Pshat Rehudu B'msei Ra? The Thailand and the Brisa. Rav Yehuda ben Seira Omer. Nemar says in the Pasuk, B'sheni, on the second day of Sukkot, it says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Pinchas, when it talks about the Musafim, it says, the Loshim V'niskeim. It says, the series Mechad Chatos, Mavad Eros Atamad, and Minchasa V'niskeim. Instead of saying V'niska, it says V'niskeihem. So that's one drasha. V'nem B'shishi, it says V'nusachaha. We didn't finish drasha, what? Yeah. Mashani ben Yom Shivim Nesachah. Mashani also changes, says even Nisqa, it says Nesachah. Venem Mashvim Kimishpatam. On the last day, on the Shah Rabbah, it says Mechasim and Skeim La Parim, La Eim, La Kvasim, Vimisparam Kimishpatam. So it changes the words every time. So what we do is we take the first mem, Hare mem, then Nesachah is a yud, extra yud, yud, mem. It spells the word Mayim. Harein ka Mayim. Mekan le remez. Mekan remez, Nisach Mayim na Taira. Here's a remez, Nisach Mayim na Taira. Because on the second day starts the Remez of Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara even says later on that according to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Meseira will only start doing Nisach HaMayim on the second day of Sukkos. Hilkach B'Sheni V'Techirin. Therefore, the second day of Sukkos, we start mentioning the Yonim Mashiv Ruach HaGeshem, because that's the day we start Nisach HaMayim. That's the day we start Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Bashishi Bechagu Maski. It's not on the sixth day. Shinemar, it says on the sixth day, Bashishi Berusachecha, and he darshin Zlosh and Rabbim, Bashishi Nisuchim Kosu Vadabe. Echa Nisach Amayim, Echa Nisach Ayayin. One's Nisach Amayim, one's Nisach Ayayin. Ve'ema, so that's how he knows that on the sixth day he starts having Nisach Amayim. Ve'ema Tavau Chamra, maybe means two things of wine that day. Shavlok Rabbi Meseiro, don't remember Mizamaya. He holds it with his drosha, that's Rizamaya. Let him say like that. Starts on the second day. It says on the shishi it says the extra nisuch, and therefore that is when it starts. Just the way we know it's mayim is from the pasuk of the three psukim. That's the how we know it's mayim. But the ikud rosh is on the sechah, which means two nisuchim. That says on the sixth day, and therefore on the sixth day we start saying Mashiv Ruach HaGeshem, and Mayim just tells you that they're not both wine, one is water and one is wine.